Okay, thanks. This meeting will please come to order again. And I know it's hard to eat lunch and carry on a conversation and so or make a motion. And I know Dan has to leave in 10 minutes. So, Dan, could you speak to the Free Speech Radio News negotiation, please?
Yes. Looking forward to meeting up with Free Speech Radio News team, tentatively scheduled in a couple weeks, for discussions with those folks about how Pacifica and FSRN are going to move forward together in the year ahead, in FY05. I mentioned yesterday, I think in response to a question from a director, what are the criteria that Pacifica looks for when it's talking about or looking at various program initiatives? And there's four basic things, and these are the areas of that we'll raise and that guide us in all sorts of different kinds of decision-making. One is obviously, does the program or project that we're engaged in promote the Pacifica mission? That's very important, obviously. Number two, does the program or project enhance Pacifica's public reputation and public image? Number three, does the particular program generate revenue for the foundation? Is it sustainable? That's part of our mission, sustainability for most programs and projects around the system. And, of course, in terms of news and public affairs, we're very interested in seeing news and public affairs projects and programs generate and spark national and international discussion, just like what many of our programs do routinely, Flashpoints, Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News, etc. So that's the basic criteria we're looking at and looking forward to meeting them. I think it's tentatively scheduled for June 19th, 20th.
Questions, Dave?
It's more of a comment than a question, but as I'm sure people will be surprised to learn. But I feel like one of the things that I really value about the autonomous relationship is that the people who are the creative people doing the work have a lot of latitude in designing what they do, and I think that's been a strength of FSRN. I think Democracy Now!, since it's under its independent management, has also reached out in a lot of directions, whereas if it had been under Pacifica's umbrella, it might not have. And this is no diss on any management. It's a structural question of how management occurs in a large institution. So I would like to hear from Dan and to have the board talk about at some point a model for a series of relationships with autonomous units that have their own ability to grow and develop as they see fit based on their personnel, based on their vision, rather than once they become related to us having to follow particular management vision. So I really would like to hear what those relationships are going to be like and what our values are on those points.
All right, just a moment. I'd like to limit comments to 1 minute at this point. So there's a stopwatch there, and Stacey's been doing it. So, yes, Carol?
I think it would be good if several people just got a few questions out rather than doing a Q&A. And my question, I have a question of who will be meeting with FSRN, who is our negotiating team. And if we bring FSRN in-house, who would we, are we contemplating putting in charge? Is it one of the current Pacifica employees or someone else outside from FSRN? And if we bring FSRN in-house, on whose payroll would they go? Would it be at the station level or the national level? And would it cost, do you know, more than the current $385,000 per year, approximate, plus some, they use our facilities to bring them in-house?
Just let me answer those real quick. In terms of our negotiating team, that hasn't been specifically decided upon because of availability issues, but it will be composed largely of a representation from the general managers because it is principally a local station issue. as well as a national programming issue, and we'll have somebody there from our affiliates program as well. In terms of the money issues, those are all on the table. Those have to be worked out. I would expect, though, if there is a stronger and deepening of the relationship and FSRN comes in-house, so to speak, completely, I would expect that the cost of the program would, in fact, increase. I know one major concern of FSRN folks is the low wages that they're presently on and the difficulties associated with continuing as a viable institution under those conditions. So that is obviously an issue. And most of your other questions are still up in the air, question mark continued after them, about who, what kind of structure, what kind of supervision, accountabilities, et cetera, Steve. Would have to be worked out.
Just open right
yeah.
Okay, Alice.
Hi. I would like to speak in support of what Dave just mentioned. I believe that there might be much more to gain in terms of truth and deep exploratory reporting if those organizations we want to take news information from remain independent from Pacifica. And as a member of the Finance Committee, I feel very uneasy thinking of increasing at this moment any kind of expense until we know the budget for the next year, which we do not yet.
Right.
And on the Finance Committee,
okay.
I'm waiting for it.
All right, just a moment. Dan, you have to leave in how many minutes?
5 minutes.
All right. We need to get to the issue of Pacifica National Programming. And so, unfortunately, although this is a very crucial issue, I would like to entertain a couple more comments or questions, and then I think we need to move on.
Okay.
So we can hear about the national programming. And I apologize for giving this issue short shrift. And I do want to say as well that I believe it is not strictly an operational issue if FSRN is subsumed into Pacifica. You're a 501c3, and so they are their own organization. I believe this is a, quote, corporate issue, a nonprofit corporate issue.
It's a merger.
It's a merger, and I would like to see somebody from the board involved in the negotiation because of that. Okay, a couple more comments, and we need to move. Mark, you were first. I'm
yes,
sorry.
I have a couple of quick ones. One concern, I understand that we're doing this in part because we have this obligation that 29% of our CPB funding go to some kind of programming function. That translates to roughly $500,000 in the fiscal year 05 budget for this organization. My concerns are twofold. One, if we're investing that kind of money into an autonomous unit, why exactly are we growing them? What are we getting out of giving someone $500,000? And secondly, and I know I've received some emails somewhere along the line from some news directors who were concerned about quality issues related to that investment.
All right. You know what? I think I'm sorry, but we need to get from Dan before he goes the National Elections Programming Update, and then we can see if we can return. Sorry, my mouth.
Could he answer my question or just leave it out there?
I understand those concerns, and I think they are obviously being seriously under review, all of these issues, including the ones that Dave has raised. These are very critical points. They're very big issues.
Okay.
And difficult ones to deal with, also given time constraints, budgets. There's a lot of decisions that we have to make. Not all of the decisions we make are going to be perfect or pretty, but we have to at some point make decisions. That's not to say that one needs to rush into everything, but unfortunately, we are always not given the luxury that we can develop strategic planning in 2 months before the FY05 budget. It's going to be hard to do that.
Right, Dan, and is there a mediator involved in this negotiation?
We're working on one, yes.
Okay. We need to go on. Just tell us about national programming, election programming.
All right, real quick, we got a number of different things cooking. We have a pilot internet radio program that we're hoping to launch in early July.
I'm sorry, where is this found in the Green Book?
Actually,
is it in the Green Book?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Go on,
I don't recall.
Ben.
We have something called AudioPort, which we're also releasing, which is a internet program distribution service, which we talked about a little bit earlier. The keystone to some of our coverage, of course, is going to be the From the Streets to the Suites in Boston and in New York this summer. Boston Social Forum. We're hoping also to get journalists out to Unity, Journalists of Color Convention in D.C., the Hip-Hop Convention, and the Green Party Conventions, if we can. We're obviously trying to sponsor nationwide community town hall events in our Signal areas and in the Signal areas of our partner affiliates in the Pacific Northwest, Colorado, KGNU, WMNF, around the country to spark a national debate. Raise community concerns to the national level. Brian and the Archives have a fantastic new CD out called The Passel of Pomp and Circus of Circumstance, reviewing Pacifica's convention coverage going back to 1964 and audio from that going back to 1936. That's going to be released in mid-July with a little press hit as well. We're looking at possible expansion of other types of local and national programming coverage, budget permitting, in September and October. So that's roughly the lineup. Some of the initiatives also we're going to be strengthening or emphasizing Spanish language broadcasts, especially in some of our internet radio work. I know Flashpoints, for instance, which airs on KPFT here in Houston and KPFA in San Francisco, in Berkeley, is going to be doing a Spanish language edition out of the conventions, both in Boston and, as I understand it, in New York. So those are some of the highlights that we're working on over the course of the next few months.
All right. Well, the first convention is 6 weeks away, right?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
As the convener of the National Programming Committee, may I ask the executive director to email me what he just read?
Yes, ma'am. I have a whole timeline and a rollout of the programming.
Thank you.
All right. Gerald.
Yes. On the question of national programming, I read a document in which, I read the document. I can't tell you the page and paragraph, but it said that there was a desire to have gavel-to-gavel coverage of both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party's convention. I think I'm unalterably opposed to this. I'm going to tell you something. We don't need to be having no commercials for these Republicans. They don't even have a single candidate. There's nothing controversial about their convention. The real struggle is going to be outside that convention. Beg your pardon. I'm not finished. And also, I would argue that there's not too much difference for the Bush Light. And that, that Democratic Party conference, I'm sorry, I'm expressing myself, thank you. There's going to be plenty of activity going on. I don't think the real show, to be honest with you, Dan, is going to be on the convention floor. Like they're really going to be debating anything.
Dan, you want to respond
to
that?
Yeah, I think most of Pacifica programmers and producers on the ground are going to be approaching those conventions with probably that very similar perspective, and we're strengthening the production and programming outside in the streets as well as in the suites, so to speak. I know, for instance, we're already going to be doing three nights of coverage in Boston from the Boston Social Forum, running ahead of the Democratic National Convention and really providing serious coverage of that event in Boston. Same in New York. New York, as you all know, is shaping up as a serious situation, as the city government, principally at this point, is trying to ban demonstrations in the city, and that situation there. I know BAI is mobilizing around, providing excellent coverage of what's happening there. And so those situations are going to be closely monitored, but certainly Pacifica producers and programmers are going for the news behind the news.
So that means it's not going to be gavel-gavel, right?
All right. Carol Miguel.
Dan, very quickly, the budget for 6 weeks out, the convention, the cost and how much of it have we raised so far?
Yeah, we're basically cobbling together an election year budget of about $450,000, roughly. more or less going through to October to November 2nd.
Could I clarify my question? In 6 weeks, we have certain commitments, and I just like the short-term view of whether we're close to having the money to do that.
Yeah, we are. We are. We had a very successful, highly successful direct mail drop, better than we had expected. Obviously, folks are really eager for Pacifica to play a leadership role in the next 6 months in terms of programming. The GMs, PDs, everybody are gearing up for it. So hopefully the entire posture, if you will, of many of our programmers and producers is going to be focused on this period now coming up in U.S. history. So we got a lot of response from our direct mail drop, which generated a lot of revenue, and we'll be able to put to, I think it's up to about 200,000 now.
I just want to call the Dan Coughlin attention in terms of the, how difficult that issue of the Republican and Democratic convention going to be, even for this board, and thinking about the participation of the network in terms of the reporting those conventions, specifically because I know there is some kind of concern in terms of the history that we preserve that. 10 years or 20 years from now, our reporting can reflect the situation that we are in right now, and that includes the progressive movement. The fact that I see some people really pushing and complaining that we cannot concentrate in those two parties. So I will make a recommendation that Dan, and when he had a meeting with some of those people going to do that report, that the concern of the third parties and people been expressing that in this board reflect, I mean, and think like this should be honest, but at the same time reflect some kind of reality.
Thanks. William.
I hope Jim disagrees with me, Jim being my general manager, but as being a staff person at KPFA, I don't feel that our on-air staff, paid and unpaid, really has a clue of what this national programming is going to look like, and we're saying it's 6 weeks out. It would be really great to promote what this is, and we don't know tangibly what it really looks like. So,
I would second that as an affiliate. That we have not heard, we don't know, we're trying to plan our own coverage, and we're confused, we don't know what Pacifica is going to do, so we haven't heard back on the 1010 thing, we don't know about when we're expected to host some national forum, I just feel like some sort of informational thing ought to go out to the five stations and the affiliates on what basically, at least is proposed in terms of time, and hopefully some of the content issues. And I would urge that as soon as possible because it's going to mean preempting for all of us to run this programming. We'd like to run it, but if we don't have time to properly preempt. Thanks.
Thank
Sorry.
You.
Teresa.
All right. Who's coordinating the whole effort?
Stephanie Henricks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would just say that from my experience with Sprouts and the affiliates, I hope that if you're having some meetings of representatives of the Pacifica staff that you involve someone from the affiliates on this and or maybe Randy Zimmerman because I think that they have some brilliant ideas and they're looking at the big picture.
They do. Thank you.
Well, that is a question. So is FSRN involved in the?
Yeah, we FSRN is going to the conventions. And we're really happy to be working with them closely in that area. And I know Jim has been organizing the technical aspects for Free Speech Radio News, for Democracy Now!, and for other programmers and producers around the Pacifica system.
Okay.
My point is that in addition to FSRN, I'm wondering if there are people from the affiliates that can help us with our program.
Absolutely. There's no question. I don't know the specifics of that, though, right?
Okay. Thank you, Dan, and I understand that you need to go.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Take care.
We'll be in touch. Dan, we'll be in touch, all right?
Alice.
You know, maybe I've missed something, but I would like to have more budgetary detail on all the programs that Dan was talking about, all of which sound quite exciting. But correct me if I'm wrong, other members of the Finance Committee, I'm not remembering seeing a detailed line-by-line item of the number of things he spoke about for this approximately $450,000. That's, thank you.
It was pretty sketchy, but it
yeah,
was the
but,
he had.
Okay, but more than sketchy, I guess I would like to see. Maybe I'm being obsessive, but I'd like to see it.
Dave?
Yeah, you raised a point that I think got left because of time, but I think it's important. And Mark raised this point about, you know, what do we get out of autonomous units? These, and Dan mentioned these are all big and deep questions. I'd like to move that we have three members of this board sit in on those conversations, be part of the discussion, and report back to the full board the nature of the discussions and the underlying philosophical issues so we can track it. So I'd like to move that we select three people to be – and the reason for three is so that I imagine there are several different perspectives on this point. They should all be present. It should not be a single person.
Free speech
radio
news. I second.
Conversation.
I'm sorry. What was the motion?
The motion is that the board select three people using standard transferable voting to sit in on the discussions of the management with Free Speech Radio News, to participate in the discussion, and to communicate back with the board about the nature of those discussions and the issues.
I'm going to suggest that this be, we do not have time to deal with this now, and I'm going to suggest that...
Point of order.
No.
Come on, the chair.
Madam Chair,
the chair.
Is that there's a programming committee that is soon to be convened, and there are people who are already on the programming committee, and they're the people, I mean, we're talking about giving all of these discussions to the appropriate committee. You have an appropriate committee.
I would disagree that this is not a programming question.
Pardon me?
This is not a programming question.
It is, too, if
it's
free speech radio and the programming for the elections.
No,
it is, too, a
that's
programming
not what I'm talking
committee.
About.
Sorry, quiet. It is, of course, it's a programming issue. It's also a governance issue, and it's several other issues. We cannot discuss this now. We really can't. We've got to get people out of here, and we have some other business to attend to. And I,
Madam Chair,
yes, Carol.
One bit of information the board needs is that if Free Speech Radio News comes in house. It is a corporate merger. A corporate merger cannot occur under our bylaws without the approval of the board, so I hope we'll be able to talk about it sometime.
Yes, absolutely. I want to talk about it, too.
We're not going
to
make
all right,
any
we
moves.
Need to move along. We need to discuss the next meeting and the time of the next meeting in Washington, D.C.
Madam Chair?
So, yeah, just a moment. Who said Madam Chair?
Ambrose Lane.
Ambrose.
Yeah. I'd spoken with you at the break. I passed out a resolution. We're not going to have time to deal with it now, but I'd like to have it put on the agenda for 2 weeks from now. Let me read it to you. The Pacifica staff is hereby authorized to pursue the acquisition of investment capital sufficient to retire all Pacifica debt, stabilize and rationalize all Pacifica staffing, and set Pacifica on the path to financial growth and independence. The results of this effort shall be reported to this board at our next regularly scheduled meeting. I'd like that resolution placed on the agenda for 2 weeks from now.
For the special meeting. Okay. Thank you. Now,
Madam Chair?
No, just a moment, please.
It's really quick. It's
okay.
It's about Dan leaving and about Lonnie leaving and not have... And I should forgive my semantics. And the fact that we didn't get... their priorities. We also didn't get to discuss our priorities. I'd just like to propose that we, as board members, do some homework. Do a quick write-up, a page or two, of what priorities you guys would like to see for the network. I don't know if we're going to discuss it at our special meeting or at our June meeting, but it's important that we write down what we'd like to see as priorities and exchange that. We also should request that Dan and Lonnie do the same thing. They send
us their
PowerPoint.
Okay.
And also, Madam Chair, I when we come to these meetings, we always know that it goes over from the time that we're going to say. So in the future, we just, with all due respect to Dan and Lonnie and them, don't do a 2 p.m. flight, because we're always going to be a little bit on these Sundays, and we'd like to have them here for that. So in the future, just do like I did and take the later flight and sit around the lobby.
All right. Thank you, Mark. All right. No, let's... we must go to the next agenda item, which is setting the meeting for September in Washington, D.C. And I want to establish the dates, and then we can talk to the PFW folks about. So if you have a calendar, the weekend, you know, it goes. The weekends are, the Saturdays are the 4th, the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th. And I, of September, I definitely can't do anything on the 11th. And I'm wondering if we could choose the, you know, I'm going to suggest the weekend of the 18th. So the sort of, you know, the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, or the 17th, 18th, and 19th, something like that. Is that?
Yes, yeah, second.
So moved.
That's custom. It's usually the last weekend of September.
Well, that would be the 23rd, 24th, 25th.
That's my 25th wedding anniversary.
This weekend is mine.
Well,
we'll be in
yours too.
Bring her. No, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, you won't be away from home, so.
Yeah.
What? Yes. It has to be in September. All right. How about the 23rd through the 25th, or the 23rd through the 26th, or whatever permutation of those days it turns out to be?
The last weekend in September.
The last weekend in September.
That's fine.
Is that okay?
Yes.
You, what's
well,
the matter,
Teresa?
Who can't?
You can't make the
3rd
either.
No.
Well, can you make the
18th? No, I kept my month of September.
Well, we're required to meet in September, so.
Yeah, that's the trouble. What about?
So then let's go with the last weekend.
Madam Chair.
All right, we're going to go with the last weekend then.
Let me ask one other thing. It seems like after D.C. is what?
New York.
So we're going to be
Los Angeles.
So be in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles next.
So we'll be in Los Angeles in December. Yay. Is that good?
That sounds good.
Now,
in January.
If you want to know, the rotation is September, Washington, January, L.A., March, New York, June, Berkeley, and it'll keep moving forward from there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay, so we have settled on the last weekend in September. Zarina.
There are a couple of things, and this is part of new business, but it has to do with us meeting in Washington, D.C. One has to do with the possibility of us, the board, and perhaps the LSB and others that will be attending in Washington, to meet with the Black Congressional Caucus and the Latino Caucus and whomever else we may be able to meet with and possibly set up a reception. There are a number of issues that we have as the PMB and also the LSBs that we know are going to deal with this year's election, and I would like to see that the Black Congressional Caucus, those members that will be able to attend, or their communications director, or whoever is going to represent them, to be a part of that. That's I'm not making a motion, but I will make a motion for that. The other thing that I wanted to offer, because of the time element, Michael Moore's film is supposed to be coming out June 25th. And he had difficulty with getting a distributor, and now he has one. Now, as I've seen it and listened to our stations, Michael Moore has ridden on the coattails a lot of Pacifica. And I would like to see, in terms of fundraising, the possibility of his film, since it's opening on a Friday, which is normally when films open, to offer on that Wednesday, previous Wednesday, or Thursday around the country to somehow get in touch with him, whoever his agent is, manager, and the distributors and the theaters to open it up for Pacifica Foundation Network and to be able to offer, particularly for those stations, well, it doesn't matter whether we went over our amount or under, to offer to the attendees the subscriber membership and the additional cost of the ticket. And for members, they would pay the cost of the ticket and, say, an additional $5 or $10 a donation, however it's going to be said. But I would be willing to work on both of those.
Do you want to explore the idea?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if anyone has the number for Michael Moore or anyone else, I would like to have that. And also, we need help, because if we're talking about trying to do this in the five markets in particular where our stations are, then this is not something that I can do in five different places. We definitely need to have people working towards that. And I can give you my name, number, and email address, and I will look at my email for that mark. Okay? All the rest
all
of
right.
the stuff, no.
Okay, okay. Without objection, can we ask Serena to go ahead and explore that idea?
Yes.
All right, thanks. Mark.
Okay. With respect, and Houston has been so warm to us, and I want to be warm to you as well. So at least I know we'll have a Saturday evening, you know, where we'll have something to do. Perhaps maybe Friday we'll have the congressional or something like that. But Saturday at least, you know, it's got to be a little boogie time. So just, you know, let me know how funky you want to get. Whether you want blues, jazz, or you want the Love Doctor to show up. Okay.
All right. Thanks for that, Mark. Okay, one more scheduling thing, and then we'll get to the new business, and then we're going to have to adjourn. I'd like to schedule the special meeting now while we're all together. So we're looking today is the 6th. We said 2 weeks. From Saturday, so something like the 18th or the 21st.
Would you give the day of the week when you give the date?
What did you say?
Just say Sunday the 18th or Monday the 18th.
Okay, it's Friday the 18th or Monday the 21st is what I'm tossing out there.
Monday
the 21st at our sort of regular, so it'd be 12:30 Pacific, 1:30 Mountain, 2:30 Central, 3:30.
Could we do it on a Saturday? This is going to be a long meeting.
Hello. Please raise your hands.
Is it possible 5 Pacific time? We work during the day.
Okay. So talking about later, and there has also been the suggestion of a Saturday.
I have a board meeting later that night on the 21st.
Okay, so how about, I don't want to take Friday night.
Saturday.
She said that
because I have a committee that...
All right, could... On what, Saturday? Okay, all right, how about a Saturday morning? Is that going to work for people?
I'm on a plane Saturday, June 19th in the morning.
You are.
COBRA's national conference that week in D.C.
Okay, I know this is hard, but it'd be really good if we had it set before we leave here.
Yes.
So how about backing it up to the 17th?
What day of the week?
That's a Thursday.
Yeah.
What time? Congressional Congress is in the Congressional Black Congress. Black Caucus is having a gala for reparations on the 17th.
How about the 16th?
The 16th is wonderful.
What did we say the Monday was? Did anybody say the Monday yet?
That's the 21st.
Right. How about Monday the 21st at 5 p.m. Pacific?
Wonderful. I'm having surgery on Monday the 21st.
All right. That's not going to work.
Did we go to the Sunday yet? Did we try the Sunday?
We're not going to be able to satisfy everybody.
No, I know that. But
Tuesday, we seem to be doing okay with that Tuesday. Yeah. No one had an objection to Tuesday.
The 22nd?
Tuesday, June 22nd at 5 p.m. Pacific. That's pretty late in New York.
Second.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Is that
Friday? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Is that going to work?
Yeah.
Are there huge objections to that?
No.
All right, Tuesday the 22nd at 5 Pacific, which puts it late in New York, but you guys all stay up late anyway.
Right.
No, they don't.
Roger, will you be sending us out a little reminder notice?
Yes, all the special...
Whatever. You will all get phone calls. Someone's required to call everybody 7 days prior for the special meeting. And you'll get emails.
All right, thanks. We need to move on to... New business.
Will it be broadcast on the web?
Yes. Yes, okay. It will. Otis will be there. All right.
Just checking for cards.
New business.
Okay. Shh. Quiet, please.
New business.
All right. Is there any new business?
Yes.
Shh. Is there any unfinished business?
Yes. I'd like to make a correction on the election review committee's presentation.
Yes.
If I may.
Mm-hmm. Please.
The Pacifica Elections Review Committee, consisting of Michael Lobin, Miguel Molina, Carol Spooner, Grace Arion, Bill Gallegos.
You don't need to read that all. Oh, is that the correction?
The correction is the committee spent 3 weeks, including the two-day conference call that I mentioned, in making their presentation. I inadvertently said we met for 2 days. We met for 3 weeks, including those 2 days, telephonic conference.
Thank you.
Can we accept the correction and also just please ask everybody to read all your source materials so you can...
Unfinished business?
What? More unfinished business, Dave.
Yeah, there was agendized at the last meeting of the board, the regular meeting, motion on Haiti, and Julie Rodriguez, I believe, has that motion, reconciled motion that Ray LaForest had. I think if something's been agendized, that makes it unfinished business until it's dispensed.
All right, go ahead, Julie.
Actually, Ray will be presenting it.
All right, go ahead, Ray.
Yes, so this is a distillation of a motion that was a resolution that was passed, actually sent, that on behalf of my union to an AFSCME convention, and on behalf of KPFK. Oh, that's much better. Thank you. I have a very poor copy here. Okay, and it says resolution on Haiti, whereas the PNB is opposed to the kidnapping of the elected president of Haiti, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, and the U.S.-backed and orchestrated coup. And whereas an independent investigation is necessary to investigate last year's shipping of 20,000 M16 rifles to the Dominican Republic by the U.S. military, and how these weapons got into the hands of thugs and convicted criminals who overthrew Aristide. By the way, I'd like to modify this and put President Aristide every time he says Aristide.
Yeah.
And whereas we support the bringing up to justice of those who are committing violence and other atrocities against the Haitian people, including coup leaders, some of whom are purported drug dealers, convicted assassins, and mass murderers. Therefore, be it resolved that the PNB calls on the Pacifica Foundation, local affiliates, and other public radio networks to A, demand an investigation into the Bush administration's role into the coup against President Aristide, B, demand the restoration of President Aristide to the full power of his office as a democratically elected president of Haiti. C, demand that the de facto Haitian authorities stop the threats, arrest, and persecution of union organizers, grassroots community activists, and supporters of President Aristide. D, demand an end to the deportation of Haitian refugees by the U.S. government, who are fleeing violence, including the violence of poverty, and who are bound to suffer more of the same upon their return to Haiti. be it further resolved that the Pacifica Foundation and its local affiliates organize discussions, on-air forums, and join with Haitian democracy activists and trade unionists in support work with the goal of fostering a better understanding of the issues affecting the Haitian people and bolstering support for the struggle of the Haitian people for social justice and economic betterment.
Teresa?
I would like...
Second the motion.
Okay. Before it is seconded...
I second the motion.
Before it is
seconded... I called
seconded,
on Teresa. She
you
has
can't
the
do
floor.
That without waiting for somebody to second it.
You second it
before
the procedure.
I'm trying... Okay.
Not necessarily.
She...
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I would like to propose that the paragraph that read, be it further resolved, be made E, okay, and that where it read, be it further resolved, that we say, be it further resolved that the executive director is hereby instructed to formulate and distribute an editorial statement reflecting this resolution to all station managers for airing.
Okay, would you accept that as an amendment, Ray?
There are two parts to this.
That it become an editorial on Pacifica.
Yes, I would support that.
All right.
Is that an amendment to strike the last paragraph?
I would say that the last paragraph should be made E.
Well, can I answer that? The demands ABCD are general demand on the Haitian government and other authorities, but be further resolved, deal specifically with action taken by Pacifica within our own context.
But that's an amendment.
Madam Chair?
Let me justify what I'm saying here. We're instructing that we demand certain things and that we could make this second paragraph under be it further resolved something that we do, not a demand, but that we're encouraging discussions and such, but that really what we're trying to get at is the editorial. And we discussed this on the interim Pacifica National Board about our rights to instruct the executive director to write an editorial.
Can I answer that quickly? I just want to rephrase what I said earlier, really. Actually, the difference between them is that the second bill is of actually action that we would be taking ourselves rather than demanding others to do. So it stands out what we're asking Pacifica to do within our midst.
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Just a moment, Julie.
So are you asking that I rephrase this in some way, Ray?
I would accept it, but it would be put under further be further resolved.
So you think that I should, the be it further resolved, so I would add that to the second paragraph?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so you've accepted that, Ray.
Yes.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
May I ask?
Yes, Alice.
I just have a philosophical question here. I'm not a journalist. I agree with almost everything in that, according to what I've learned from Democracy Now! And so on. But if we're going to do this and people want to do this, then we should do it every time and for how many? There are many issues, terrible issues like this in the world. What do we want to do about this? My suggestion is that this is a journalist's job. We are not here, in my view, to tell news directors what to put on. I'm concerned that we, in our, you know, in good faith, wanting to help, are actually not helping our professionals at every station. So if we're going to do it this time, then I think we should do it every time and bring up other very worthy issues.
All right. Sonali.
I'm sorry I had to check out, so I'm sorry I missed the first part of this agenda item, and I don't know if it was mentioned, but when this resolution was, or an earlier incarnation was brought before our board, the vote was almost unanimous. I was the only one who abstained from voting on it. As one of the staff representatives, maybe, you know, I'd like to just put forward a minority report, but please be clear that it is a minority report. My board, in its majority, voted for the resolution. But my position as a programmer and a staff representative is that I am in agreement with what Alice said. I feel that a resolution such as this treads dangerous territory. I would like a resolution on Afghanistan, an issue close to my heart, where the U.S. has been screwing over for the last 20 years. But I think that it makes a problem, especially when we name names of leaders, because leaders are never pure, clean, saintly, and even though Aristide was democratically elected, do we as an institution want to be tied to individual presidents or prime ministers? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I think those are very complex questions. So I just want to put forward my position on this as a programmer. Okay. I think it's important for programmers and news people to make their own decisions about how to cover these issues.
All right. Thank you, Sonali. Where are we here? All right, Miguel Kalanji Sam. Let's go pro con. So that was con. Is there a pro?
Pro.
Where? Kalanji? Okay.
I'm for the resolution. And I think it's if we do get involved in doing this again, this will be the first time, and I think it's this may set precedence, but it's so important that this might be the best first resolution of this nature that Pacifica put forth. especially because of his immediacy and because of the fact that this is still in action. Afghanistan, maybe the second one. But this, I think, would be the best first one for us to get involved in.
Right, a pro.
Okay. I was next.
I mean a con.
Miguel.
It's Teresa's amendment we're speaking to.
All
not
right.
The full motion.
It's not an amendment. No, we're speaking to the... He accepted it. He accepted it into his resolution. Okay, Sam.
No, I thought it was next.
I'll go after Miguel. Let Miguel go.
All right, Miguel, go ahead.
Look, since I was, as an activist, I would raise really to be in solidarity with so many abuses that the United States had committed around the planet, including in my own country, in the Dominican Republic. I'm very close to the Haitians. I have a Haitian family. So we share a border. And in my heart, I agree with everything that is said in this resolution. I think that in supporting this, I can support it. I think that I'm not being effective because I thought that I should demand Pacifica to be more with the mission statement, which is to educate people around issues. And I think that we should publicize what happened in Iraq. Aristide was kidnapped by the United States. And I think that Pacifica hasn't really,
good.
Just 30 seconds to finish my thought.
No,
Pacifica
sorry.
Just hasn't put that much time into really educate the people. It was a hard issue. We interviewed Aristide and a rocket when he was coming from South Africa.
That's fine, Miguel. We'll get your point. Okay.
Okay.
Sam.
We have...
1 minute. Sam?
Yeah, this is pro.
But you need a pro-con.
Wasn't it
you
con?
That was a con.
That was allegedly a con.
All right, pro. Yeah. Sam.
I appreciate this resolution. I'm speaking in favor of the resolution. Haitians are eating biscuits made of dirt right now. The mortality rate of Haitians under 5 years of age is 50%. This is an immediate issue. It's an hour plane ride from Miami to Haiti, and it's less than 700 miles from the coast of Florida. This is an immediate issue that needs to be addressed right now. What I'd like to do is make an amendment to this and include that all five sister stations throughout Pacifica dedicate 7 days to collecting food, medicine, and monies for the Haitians. So in addition to this particular resolution, I would like to amend this for 7 days of collecting food, medicine, and monies for the Haitian people, and that all five sister stations participate in this benefit.
Is there a second?
I would like to divide that motion because
I
also wanted to divide it because one might pass, don't mean the other one want to go down.
All right, we're running out of time, folks. I think we should, can we vote on this?
Can I call for a roll call vote if we're going to vote? Because I do not want to be on record against telling professionals in Pacifica, our news people, what to do and what not to do. If we want to do that, I want my name separated.
All right, Alice has moved for a roll call vote. Is there a second?
On my amendment.
That's a motion.
On the main motion.
I guess.
Wait, what about the amendment, Madam Chair?
He's suggested to divide it, and we're going to take the first part first, okay? All right. Now,
keep up.
All right. So without objection, let's vote on this. Let's on a roll call vote.
Let me talk before, Madam Chair. How does it refer to news here? I just want to be clear what the objection is.
Right.
I don't see any part here dealing with...
Did I not hear... Madam Chair, may I speak?
Yes, Alice.
Okay. I heard in the resolution that we are telling this should be covered on whatever time period on every station. Was that not in the resolution?
Yeah.
Excuse me, was it? I don't know.
Yes. I'm looking for the language here.
The language that Teresa stated about the executive director of the organization creating an editorial, and I just have to... I know I'm out of order, but Teresa's comments were an amendment. And the problem that we have here is that we need to use Robert's rules. And the reason we're all confused right now is Teresa added to Ray's motion
Before it was seconded, he accepted it.
And he accepted it. But the problem with accepting language that's not written down is now the whole thing is confused. And we're all sitting here.
Okay, let's just read it.
It is written down.
We're not sure of what we're debating here because of the process. And I really urge you all to use
all right,
the process.
Teresa, which it is written down. So let's read it.
What was read by Ray, and then after that second paragraph where it ends, social justice and economic betterment, period, the executive director is duly instructed to formulate and distribute an editorial statement reflecting this resolution to all station managers for airing.
Is that presently in what we're voting on or not?
Yes, it is. It Ray accepted it, and so it is a part of what we are going to vote on. Now, how all those in favor of a roll call vote, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 5. A roll call vote on the resolution.
The resolution as so amended.
Excuse me, there is not an amendment on the floor. The amendment was accepted by Ray as the maker of the resolution, so it's all one piece, okay?
Was not seconded.
Yes, it was. It was seconded by Roger.
No. Wait a minute. Get this right.
He divided it.
I divided Sam's thing, so we vote on that separately. So we have one motion on you know.
So we're dealing with Ray's motion now. Okay? All right. Now, how many in favor of a roll call vote?
In favor of a roll call
vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many in favor of a roll call vote? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. How many opposed to a roll call vote? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, the roll call vote. All right, so now, just to be clear, one more time, we're voting for Ray's resolution, which you saw, plus Teresa's, which instructs the executive director to air this statement on the 5 stations. Is that correct? All right, as an editorial. Okay? All right, so Roger.
Madam Chair, is this for both the amendment? Will the roll call be for both the amendment and the main motion?
Yes. There's only one. There is only one motion on the floor, which was revised before it was seconded. So it's all one item.
Revised, but after it was seconded and before it was.
That's the main motion on Haiti resolution on Haiti. That's your. And I'm coming.
No, we didn't vote on dividing.
Dave?
Yes.
Teresa?
No.
Henry?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
It's your motion, Teresa.
It's really simple, isn't it? Sam?
Yes.
Sonali?
Abstain.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Aye.
Miguel?
No.
Roger? No. Kalungi?
Yes.
Sarve?
Yes.
Mark?
Staying.
Julie? Is
yes.
No. Vicky?
Abstain.
Gerald? Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina?
Abstain.
Alice?
No.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
Abstain.
Donna?
Abstain.
You people, I'll tell you.
No editorializing.
And here is the count. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yes. I apologize, folks. It's only text, too, you know. 10 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4 no.
Passes.
Yeah.
Passes.
All right. So.
No, this is the motion.
Oh, that was.
You don't count abstentions.
Okay. All right. So the motion is carried. Now the second part, the amendment, the second part, which Sam's was to collect money and food for Haiti in the five station areas for a week.
Excuse me. Would you like me to read the amendment?
Yes, please.
Okay. I move that the five Pacifica stations dedicate 7 days. There's a lot of talking on the board. Can we hold down the side conversations? All right.
Please.
I move that the five Pacifica stations. All right. I appreciate your passion, okay? I move that the five Pacifica stations dedicate 7 days toward raising non-perishable foods, medicine, and money for the Haitian people during the month of July 2004.
Point of information, are we allowed to raise money for other organizations on the air?
I didn't say it was an organization.
Well, actually, another point is, to whom would this go?
The money's got to go somewhere.
We're just dropping it on the beach? What?
All right. Shh. All right. The motion has been made and seconded, and I would like to call for a vote now.
Question. To whom is this going?
We'll find it.
Yes. Shh. Okay. Miguel.
Just a question to Sam. He knows whether the food or whatever collection we do here, that he knows whether he's going to?
Yeah, we have Haitian Ministries, a non-profit organization here in Houston, Texas.
In Haiti.
I'm sorry?
In Haiti.
The Haitian Ministries located here in Houston, Texas, a non-profit organization, would ensure that the food be dropped off during the month of July to Haiti.
Okay. Is there a further discussion?
Yes.
Sonali?
So that means that the Pacifica Foundation would be making a donation to the Haitian ministries for them to distribute the food. That's exactly how it works. You can't give somebody, you know, you can earmark it, but it's still a donation from the Pacifica Foundation to the Haitian ministries in order for them to distribute it to the Haitian people. You can't make a donation to the Haitian people because they're not necessarily, you know, it's not like an organization. Well, it's like the Red Cross
okay.
is an organization, so I don't understand this. And I think, again, I'm coming back to the same issue of precedence. I mean, there are people in Afghanistan, people have been eating grass mixed with wheat to make bread last year, and the life expectancy is 40 years, highest maternal mortality rate in the world, highest infant mortality
okay.
rate in the world.
Sonali.
And I just feel that if we do this for this situation, we start a precedent. I mean, we should be fundraising for people dying of
okay.
Malaria in Africa as well.
All right, William. Shh. Please, folks, can we have quiet in the room and on the board here? William.
I just, with the money problems that Pacifica has, I recommend that we're collecting food, clothing, and donations. And I just, that's just my suggestion. I'm not going to make a motion. It's too political.
All right, Dave.
My only problem is I don't know anything about the organization nor their relationship. So politically, I don't know where these donations are going. I'm willing to trust what Sam says. But, you know, there are a lot of different politics in any country, and any organization is always linked to specific political relationships. So I have some concerns about that.
All right, Mark.
Yeah, my only concern, and I feel that the motion here in terms of what's being attempted, my concern is the slope that we're going down. Because there, you know, my issue is, you know, incarceration issues. But I mean, I'm just saying, if we start dedicating and requiring that we do fundraising and these things for this issue and that issue, then I don't want this to become a thing where, the next time we meet in September, everybody brings their issue. Because then it just becomes an over-editorialization and imposition of the board in the politics of the stations when determining what the issue is. Let the local station, I trust the local stations to determine what efforts they want to make. I think it should not be a board issue.
All right, thanks. Teresa?
The question?
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, the question's been called on closing debate on this issue and going to a vote. How many in favor?
Of closing debate.
Of closing debate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Opposed? on. Okay. And now we're going to vote on Sam's motion. Is everyone clear on the motion?
Yes.
All right. If everyone's clear, we don't need to read it again. Okay? All right. All those in favor, please raise your hand. 4. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right. The motion's defeated.